So with that being said, we got the big red school bus out here. That's a pretty cool sign. And if you drive around like I do, I see those at various spots throughout. And it's pretty cool to see that, because you know what that's doing? That's bringing God back into the schools. And that's something that's desperately needed. It's something that we've felt a need for here in Morrow County. And I think we have, I'm not going to steal any thunder because I don't know the exact stats. I'm sure Kanda will give you some. But I wanted to come and introduce Kanda. Kanda called me a couple weeks ago and she said, "Hey, I'd like to get out and speak to the church." I said, "Yeah, absolutely." And we didn't think we were going to be able to come up with a time, and for whatever reason, today opened up and today was free on her schedule, and we thought, you know, there's no better time than the start of spring for us to refresh our mind and recharge on the reason we need to be better Christians, and it's to raise these young people that are going to be the future of our church. So with that, Candace here with her husband, and I'm terrible with names, Aaron, and Parker and Grayson are here as well. No, Parker is not here. Oh, okay. Nick's here. See, I thought I was doing good because I remember the boys' names. Shame on me. Anyway, they're here. She's going to share today. There's some events coming up in the future that are free events to the community, but feel free to ask her questions. Feel free to whatever you feel God is leading you to do. But with that being said, Kanda is our director of LifeWise for the Northmore branch, and she's got a video here. We're going to play the video, and then she can come up, and she's going to give our message today, and I pray that we all have ears to hear what God's trying to tell us.
Me, I got taken away, and I'm adopted now.
Pray that my dad gets out of jail.
Wouldn't it be great if God was alive? Still,
pray that my parents won't divorce.
For a 6-year-old to know what that means and then to be restating, "I want to hurt myself. I'm bad."
And I said, "Are you familiar with that story about Jesus?" And he shook his head no.
Pray that my parents have enough money to make the rent payment.
I always get yelled at. People push me. I can't be good.
Pray that my parents will let me go to church.
You can't downplay the things these kids go through. They're really hard, but that's where we get to meet them with Jesus through LifeWise.
School year here at Defiance, and I can tell you that it has gone well. Defiance is our big school in Northwest Ohio, so I thought if we got anywhere around 500 students coming, that would be wonderful. Well, within the first week of school, we had 600 students. The parents had signed the applications, and now we have 791 to be absolutely exact. That's 76% of the students in the Defiance Elementary grades kindergarten through fifth grade, and we're thrilled.
You see the hands come up for kids that have never heard these stories, that it's easy for a lot of people who've grown up in the church to think everyone knows, but they're learning them for the first time. They're just so excited because they didn't know these things, and they're learning them, and they're excited to share. I think it's good for obviously the individual child, but then their friends that stay back at school, because they're hearing it even if they don't come to LifeWise, and then it then it goes home with them, and then it's going to change communities for sure.
Wouldn't it be great if God was alive still? And I said, well, maybe you're thinking about Jesus, when Jesus died on the cross. And I said, are you familiar with that story about Jesus? And he shook his head no. And it just spoke to me that there are people in our backyard who have never heard the name of Jesus. You know, these generations that are coming after us are, you know, in a much different place than when we were kids.
So many stories of students that are going home sharing what's going on in the classroom, and now their parents are really taking an active role in being more involved in church. I saw that initially at the beginning, that this was an evangelistic tool to be able to reach communities and be able to reach families, which is near and dear to my heart. The law allows us to do it, so why not do it?
If we can have the pure gospel preached to kids in these schools, it will shift society and change not only the world, but the lives and the eternity of all these children. A lot of times society tells children who they are and discover who they are and what they're going to do in their life. But whose you are is the bigger question. And when kids know that they represent the loving creator of the entire universe, that sets the stage for the rest of their life.
I personally have been shocked at the number of families that are coming to LifeWise that don't go to church. I guess naively, I assumed out of the gate for a brand new program, it would be the church families that would kind of rush to the door. But I think people are genuinely hungry for something more than the world has to offer. And doing it uniquely as a release time program absolutely allows us to engage with kids who we would never be able to have a conversation with about truth, about Jesus, about the gospel, about who they are. We wouldn't be able to discuss these things with them if not for doing it right in the middle of the school day. We had a little guy not that long ago who said he wasn't even sure he should be there. He didn't believe in God. And it is shocking for them to realize and to be taught that they are loved by a holy and perfect God, that they were created for a purpose. And as much as you think that might be an unwelcome message, they eat it up because it's true.
Well, my son in particular absolutely loves LifeWise, even better than recess, even better than gym class. He just loves it so much. He cannot wait to go back. So my husband and I went to dinner with a couple that we've been friends with for a little while. We've actually never had a religious conversation with them before. And since then, their son has now started the LifeWise program. And my girlfriend just said it's been amazing that he'll come home. And at night, they've been reading the Bible together as a family. And they actually attended church for the very first time recently.
We're asking you to be a part and join us in this mission to reach the next generation of young people.
What they're learning in LifeWise is the foundation of what is going to bring them up to be humans that we want in this world.
I have seen my own children testify to the fact that they've seen their classmates changed.
Kids need to be affirmed, they need sports, but more than anything, they need to hear the gospel.
This is kingdom work, and we're making a kingdom investment together to see a generation of young people that are praising God and are committed to walking with integrity, with character, and being all that God created them to be. Help us do that.
This is our future.
Julie, you can stop it there.
Can everybody hear me okay? Well, good morning. Let me get this pulled over. My ear is farther from my mouth than God made it. That way, I guess, for a purpose.
Is that better?
Oh, goodness. Well, thank you for having me. As Matt said, I'm Kanda Benner. I've been director of LifeWise Northmore since July. We started the program 2 years ago, so we're in our second year of programming. And I was on the steering committee right as it was starting in the very beginning. And we had one director who got it up and running and did a fantastic job. And then we had another director who was there for a few months and then got an awesome job at NVNU. And I stood up at the table and said, it's my turn. I'm taking it. So I literally took it over because God was nudging at me for the longest time to do it. So I'm here, and I'm really excited to do it. Some of you may know me because for the past 16 years, I've been teaching marriage at Northmore. I get to go in. Northmore invites me in to teach marriage as well as all the other local schools. So I'm still doing that hat, but I think LifeWise marries nicely with what I'm doing with Relationships Under Construction and LifeWise Together. So as you heard in the video, God is moving in this community and communities across the state of Ohio. If you're not familiar with LifeWise, LifeWise is a release time religious instruction program that is completely legal in the country of the United States because they made it that way. And for many, many years, it's been buried and people didn't know anything about it because of the separation of church and state. But if you really read into that, the separation of church and state says that state can't come into the church, but church can be in the state. And so that's what we're doing. We're bringing it back. Started in Lima, Ohio, 6 years ago with Joel Penton, who's our director. And now we're in every single school district across the state of Ohio, 600 school districts across the nation, and 6,000 school districts signed up to start a program. So that is amazing. We right now in the state of Ohio serve 37,000 students. We are on tap potentially to serve hundreds of thousands more, but we can't do this alone. And so that's why I'm here today to talk to you about the Northmore program. The Northmore program currently serves all grades, kindergarten through high school. We had a really robust high school program, middle school program last year, but unfortunately, due to scheduling and the changeover in directorship, we are down to just a few kids in middle school and one kid in high school who had been coming faithfully, but his schedule changed second semester. So right now, we don't have any high school kids. Elementary is pretty on fire. We serve kindergarten, second, fourth, and sixth grades because they have a dual recess and lunchtime schedule. And so we combine that to now see them for an hour a day. And then same with the all the other schools. The other grades we're looking at potentially serving again. But when we served elementary through high school last year, get this, we had 213 kids enrolled in Northmore LifeWise. That's pretty amazing, all right? And so we did have to drop down to 104 kids. But again, we're on pause with those odd grades, first, third, and fifth, until we can get that dual lunch period. And the school has been super supportive. So we're working towards that goal. Right now, our program site is Pleasant Grove Church of Christ. And it's so funny in this community, people think, well, it's Pleasant Grove's LifeWise program. It's Pleasant Grove's people that go there. Pleasant Grove's people need to volunteer. No, this program's for everybody. It's just that's our host site. Someday we might be able to host it at Open Arms. Who knows? Because the program is entire county-wide now. So every school here, Cardington, Mount Gilead, Highland, and then Northmore as well, host it. And you can move sites. So I don't want you to think that it's just in its silo just because it's over at Pleasant Groves, Pleasant Grove Church of Christ. This is a community-wide effort. And these kids, like you saw in the video, some of the kids that were in the video are on fire for this program. I mean, it's just moving mountains, and God is definitely in the room. I want to make sure I get to my notes and read some of the stuff that we talk about that I want to talk about today. The way that we can do this, first of all, is parent permission. Okay, we just don't go to the school and say, hey, kids, anybody want to come to LifeWise today? Parents actually have to sign their kids up, which that's what meets the law. If a parent wants their child to take field trips and do things like that, a parent can come and take their child out and go on field trips. If a parent has another form of worship, the parent can take them out of school and do that as well. So as long as the parent controls this, gives permission, we can do that. It has to be all school property. So that's why we hold it at Pleasant Grove. We have our big red bus. The kids get on the big red bus. It takes about 2.5 minutes to get there from Northmore, and then they go into Pleasant Grove. So it's off school property. And then it has to be completely 100% privately funded. So all of our local churches, we have some national funding when it comes to marketing and things like that that help out. But for the most part, it's up to the community to kind of help with the program. And right now, we've whittled it down to about a $56,000 a year budget to be able to serve up to 700 kids. We want to, that's our goal, is to reach 700 kids at Northmore School. So we're operating off of that budget, which includes all of our teachers, all of the material, the bus fuel, and then lights at the church and things like that. We pay very minimal. We have some phenomenal teachers. Steve Brenneman, former sheriff of Morrow County, is teaching our high school and middle school classes. He's great. The kids love him. He actually approached me and said, I heard about this movement of LifeWise. How can I get involved? I said, I need teachers. He's like, I got it. So that was great. Heather Lauer teaches our elementary along with Jen Scholl. I think many of you do know the Lauer family. Jen is kind of new to this community. And then we also have Sally Walker, which many of you know that family too. So we have really good people in front of the kids, and the kids start to build a relationship with her and them. We only have about 14 volunteers, though, and LifeWise says that we really need about 40. And so not only are we looking for funding and different things to run the program, we really need people to step up and come and spend some time with the kids, and it's all about relationship building. So God gives the gifts. God equips the people who he calls. So if you feel led to that ministry, I would encourage you to come volunteer and spend some time with the kids, whether it's riding the bus with them or opening their lunches while they're there or watching a video or playing a game or reading the Bible verse. But sometimes those kids will fight you over reading the Bible verse because they want to do it. So be careful with that. Talked about that a little bit. I didn't know if you guys knew, but on January 8th of this year, law was signed into Ohio, which allowed school districts now to have a program that went from the law used to be in our state constitution that you may have a release time program, and the governor signed into law that all school districts shall have a school time program. So that was really great and really a big win for Ohio, because unfortunately a lot of people had rescinded their program once we had started. And let me tell you about some of the programs that are local. You heard on there about Defiance and New Albany, which are really healthy, wonderful programs. Westerville was one of those programs that had a really robust program. But people just don't know about LifeWise. They think that we're pushing all this information to these children without their parents' permission. And so the school board decided we're not going to do the program, and then there was a big protest, and thankfully it's back now. So that's good. But Columbus City has over 27,000 people involved in their program. They have 104 sites. They run 36 buses every day simultaneously. And it's just pretty amazing that the city of Columbus, it's called Citywide LifeWise, can do that. So I'm working towards that goal in Morrow County. I just don't know if we have enough kids, but I would like to get there someday. And like I said already, our school is super, super supportive, and we're just so thankful because that's half the battle. So, Julie, if you could play that slideshow. I don't know if you were able to. It's the one that I sent that starts off with that. Read this first. I think that was the video. That one, yeah. And I'm sorry about the font on some of this. You can't see it very well. That's okay. This is a good time to talk about this, because people always ask, well, why can't you do this after school, or why can't this be on a Sunday? The biggest point is we want to go where the kids are. It's difficult sometimes, especially in this community, with parents, if you didn't know this, not only don't have money for gas money, but they don't have money for food. There's kids here in our community that don't eat unless they're at school. And so we want to be where the kids are, and we want to do this during the school day, and the law says that we can, so we do. In Morrow County, we started small. We had that funding or the steering committee, which started it, but then we had a huge input, and then it kind of trickled off because, like I said, we're in our second year of programming. Next slide, Julie. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. People know who I am by this point. We can keep going. Keep going. Okay, so what we do is we teach those things. I was sitting here and watching that. We teach love, joy, peace, kindness, patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Each week when the kids come, they have a lesson. You guys have your lesson in your bulletins that we passed out. You can actually see the lesson of the week. Now, it's usually in color, so the kids really like the color of the lesson. But you'll need these out because we're actually going to do a lesson today of the what the kids get. So you guys are going to be the kids in my LifeWise class. All right. So super colorful, a lot of fun. There's always the Bible verse that we talked about. So today it's Genesis 2:24 through 8, or Genesis 22:4 through 18 is what we teach about Abraham and his son Isaac sacrificing. So we'll get to that in a minute. So they get a lesson. And then we go into the character traits. This is why the kids on the video said we're starting to see a difference in our schoolmates, because we teach character traits like gentleness and kindness and self-control. And then what we're going to be learning about today is sacrifice. So I think it's a really good opportunity to do that. So if anything, when you're talking to somebody about what LifeWise is, you can not only say it's parent permission and they're teaching the Bible, but we're also teaching good character traits that kids could use every single day. And that's really exciting for me to be able to do that. Let me give you another couple of stories and then we'll get into our lesson. We have a student. First of all the students for Christmas got Bibles. Some of the students that came in didn't even ever open a Bible. And for some reason, I can't even wrap my head around that. And so the teachers came to me and said, our students need Bibles because they're not even, they don't even know what this is. Can you imagine in Morrow County, some kids had never even held a Bible or heard Jesus's name? So we made it a point that every single kid for Christmas got a Bible. I happened to be able to fill in for a teacher one day when they couldn't be there, and I was talking to the kids and playing games with them, and one little girl who I actually knew really well, I know her family well, I said, how do you like your Bible? And she's like, I love it. And I was like, great, are you reading it? She's like, yes, but it's my most protected treasure because my little brother likes to rip the pages out of the Bible. So she puts it up on her makeup mirror. Remember those tables that you had with the mirror on the top and it had a little shelf. She puts it up there and she says, every night before bed, I read it to him, even though he likes to rip the pages out. And then, so he doesn't rip the pages out, I put it up there and we go to bed. And I was like, yes, that's exactly what I wanted to happen. So I don't care. I even told her, I'll give your little brother a Bible. And she's like, no, he'll rip the pages out. So we'll wait until he's in first or second grade to be able to do that. Another mom stopped me at the fair. It was a hot day and I was not looking so great. The wind was blowing and I'm pretty sure there was dust on me. And one mom stopped and she goes, you! And I was like, ah! I was like, what are you pointing me out for? She goes, you don't understand what LifeWise is doing for my child. She has severe separation anxiety. She was afraid to go to school when she started kindergarten 2 years ago. And now that she started second grade this year, she says, because of LifeWise, we've noticed that there is no issues whatsoever at home. Severe separation anxiety to no issues, and she sought me out specifically. That is Jesus. That is God changing that child. There was no medication she had to take. There was no other classes outside of school that she had to be in. Our school is great, and we have loving, wonderful people there, in addition to now LifeWise, which helps her, and I'm so thankful. So that mother actually got to speak on a podcast with our director, or founder, Joel Pinton, across the nation, to talk about that exact issue that she was having, and now she doesn't have separation anxiety the days that she knows that she's going to go to LifeWise. So that's exciting. All right, so what's next? We have big plans for growth. Again, we want to be able to adopt back in the first, third, and fifth grades at Northmore. Hopefully, the school system will put together a combined lunch for them. We're going to be talking about that on Tuesday. So if you are praying people, and I know you are, please pray specifically for the school system to be able to do a combined lunch for our first, third, and fifth grade students. We have some issues with our bus from time to time. Brake fluid is needed, and it's expensive. Wiper motor goes out. Sometimes the brakes don't work. But we got it to work today, and so we drove it here safely. But that's costly. And so we're actually looking to trade in our LifeWise bus for a building. We are in talks with some really fantastic people with land close to the school, and the idea is to build a hub so that we can have it still off school property, but then the kids would be able to walk to school. And so be praying for that, that everything comes together, that the finances come together, that the builders come together, that the construction company comes together. We're really, really excited for the potentials of that. So if you're praying, please pray specifically for that. And that's really exciting for us to be able to look at possibly building a building. With that, though, we need volunteers. Julie, you can keep going. Sorry, I forgot about the slide. You can keep going. I talked about this, too. Also, keep going. Keep going. We're not going to play that.
A movement
There's
is
Joel.
Underway.
But we don't
week.
Have to play it. Keep going. Keep going. There's the 32 states that I talked about. Everything that's red, yellow is coming. Go ahead. Keep going, Julie. Talked about that already, where we've been. Yep, keep going. Talked about the impact stories with our students. We may not even need this, because I just pretty much did everything. Keep going, Julie. Let's see what else we got. Talked about that. Yeah. Yeah, talked about just now where we're going. That's exciting. Talked about what it will take with volunteers and funding. Awesome. Oh, people, don't discount the power of prayer. I remember one day specifically, the bus brakes weren't working. It was really that really cold snap that we had this past winter, and our brake line froze up. And Steve Brenneman walked out with me, and the bus driver was on the bus, and he said, "The brakes aren't working, Kanda. We can't go get the high school kids." And I said, "Okay, but we have 27 second graders coming, so we need to get this bus working." So we prayed right there. Still no breaks. We went back inside, and there was about 8 volunteers there with the teacher, and we all prayed hard. We stood in a circle and prayed hard. And as soon as the prayer was over, my phone rang. It was the bus driver, and she said, "Brakes are working. Let's go." So I was like, "That's awesome." So we're super, super excited about that. That was great. All right, let's get into a couple of things. My husband has here's our times that we need volunteers. They may not have been in your bulletin, but if you're interested in volunteering, you can pick this up from him. And then at each church, we need 1 to 2 ambassadors, because I can't be everywhere and neither can our board. We need each church to have an ambassador. And the ambassador is just somebody who supports LifeWise, networks with us. I deliver more yard signs to you, and then you get yard signs out to your congregation. I give you up-to-date information, and then you disseminate that throughout your church. So if God's calling you to potentially be an ambassador, somebody who talks about LifeWise, then you can pick this up at the end of the service from my husband, as well as the volunteer times that we're looking for. You all also have in your bulletin the flyer about the separation of church and state, off school property, the separation of church and state. This is the LifeWise movie, the documentary that was recently put together, and we're actually going to be showing it for free at Capitol Theater in Mount Gilead on March 29th. So if you're still unsure how this works, I would invite you to come be my personal guest. You'll get free popcorn, a drink, and candy to be able to enjoy that movie. Bring a friend. The only thing is, it is adults only, just because it's a documentary. And Brody, I'm not sure you would be into a documentary. Maybe. You're pretty old, but maybe a little bit boring. So, adult only, just for that fact. So I invite you all to come share the invitation with your family, your friends, anybody can come. You also have a fact sheet there about how we do it, so the LifeWise program, so that's pretty self-explanatory. Okay, Julie, let's play the next video, and I'm going to be a teacher today, And you guys are the students, and this is what happens when they come to a LifeWise class. We usually start just after lunch, just as they're eating and they're starting to finish up, we'll start a video highlighting the lesson, and then we'll go into the lesson.
God kept his promise to give Abraham a son. Abraham and his wife were very old when their son Isaac was born. One day, God tested Abraham. God wanted to make sure that Abraham loved God most of all. Abraham, God said, "Here I am," Abraham answered. "Take your son Isaac to the mountain and give him to me as a sacrifice," God said.
A sacrifice is anything of value brought to God as a way to show obedience, love, thanksgiving, or the need for forgiveness. During Old Testament times, a sacrifice usually involves killing an animal. This time, God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac instead.
Abraham obeyed God. He got up early the next day and left with Isaac, two servants, and a donkey carrying supplies. They walked for 3 days before they got to the mountain where God wanted Abraham to make the sacrifice. Abraham asked his servants to stay with the donkey, and he and Isaac went up the mountain with the supplies for the sacrifice. Isaac noticed something was missing.
"My father," he said, "where is the lamb for the offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb." When they got to the place God had directed them, Abraham built an altar and placed the wood on top. Then he put Isaac on top of the wood. Just as Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac, the angel of the Lord called out, "Abraham, Abraham!"
Abraham stopped. The angel of the Lord said, "Do not lay a hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your only son from me."
Abraham looked up and saw a ram trapped by its horns in the bushes. He offered to God the ram instead of Isaac. Abraham named the place, "The Lord will provide." The angel of the Lord reminded Abraham that God would keep the covenant he made with Abraham.
God again promised to bless Abraham, to make his family as numerous as all the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashores. God had promised victory over Abraham's enemies, and blessing to all the earth through Abraham's family.
Abraham showed his love for God by being willing to sacrifice his son Isaac. This is how God showed his love for us. He sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross so that we could have eternal life through him.
All right, class, pop quiz. How many books are in the Bible? This is where you tell me. How many books are in the Bible? Anybody know? All right. Then we throw a piece of candy out. No, I don't have any today for you. What does the name Eve mean? Yeah, what does the name Eve mean? So of Adam and Eve, what does the name Eve mean? Anybody in here know? That's a tricky one. This one's for our sixth grade class. It means life, living. Good. How old was Adam when he died? Come on, these sixth graders are beating all of you. He was 930 years old. When we covered that, one of the students was like, "My grandma's 930. That was funny. But they'll get a buzzer, and they'll come running up to hit the buzzer to answer those questions. So, okay, class, go ahead and open your Bibles. Open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. We won't read it all, but it says, in the book, God kept his promise to give Abraham a son. Abraham and his wife Sarah were very old when their son Isaac was born. One day God tested Abraham And God wanted to make sure that Abraham loved God most of all. Abraham, God said, Abraham answered, "Yes, Lord, take your son Isaac to the mountain and give him as a sacrifice." Do you guys know what a sacrifice is? Sixth grade class? What's a sacrifice? Mentioned it in the video. Was anybody paying attention? Of course not. You're sixth graders. It's giving up something that's really important to you. Something that has meaning and value and that you do, you can never imagine yourself giving away, but you give it away to give up something. And in this case, show your love for God. And so in this case, can you imagine Abraham and Sarah were about 100 years old when they had their son, and they waited for this most prized possession, and Abraham heard God say, "Give him up." Would any of you in that situation do it? At the end of the day, I wouldn't either. There's some days that these boys press my buttons, but I wouldn't. I would never. They're my greatest gift and the biggest treasure, and I've invested so much time and energy into them that I can't imagine doing it. But when God asked, Abraham, with a giving heart, did. That took faith and trust. Abraham took his son Isaac up to the mountain. And when Isaac asked, "Lord," or "Father, where's the sheep that we're supposed to sacrifice?" Abraham had to tell his son, "It will be there when we get there." Somewhere in the room, there's a sheep hidden. Can you guys find it? Somewhere in the room, there is a tiny sheep hidden. Courtney, this is right up your alley. You like have like on sheep. Let's go. Find that sheep. Anybody see a sheep? Look under, look round, look high and low. There's a sheep somewhere in the building. Luke, can you find the sheep? Did you put it out? Where is it? All right, he found the sheep. At this point, the sixth graders, second graders, whoever it is running around literally all over trying to find the item. So that's burning energy, getting them out at recess, playing, trying to find that sheep. And we incorporate it into the story. A fun little game here. Show the sheep so everybody knows that it really did exist, Luke. Oh, she found it. There it is. I said it was somewhere in the building. I should have called Courtney late last night, like, "I need to borrow a sheep," because that's all I had. So there you go. All right, so they go up to the mountain, and Abraham is still ready to sacrifice Isaac. But then God allows Isaac to live, and Abraham proved that he loved the Lord with all of his heart. So that's pretty amazing. When it comes to sacrifice, you know, LifeWise really needs your sacrifice. We are hungry for volunteers. We just cannot continue this program. I'm literally telling you, that's why I called Matt, because we only have about 14 and we need 40. So if the Lord is leading you, please come to Pleasant Grove and volunteer. Volunteer if we're getting out in the community. Talk to people about LifeWise. Our enrollment is actually down. And I think a biggest one is, you know, some of the sixth graders miss out on their recess, but as you heard in the video, the kids love LifeWise that do come, and we do a recess type of activity there. So our enrollment's down. We're losing a little bit of momentum, but we need you to light the fire again. I know that this program is going places, but if God calls you at all, please volunteer for us. Please, I get that people ask you for money all the time, but this is God's work. We're doing kingdom work, and kids are saved every week. One kid over Christmas had talked about wanting to be baptized, and he went home to his parents and talked to them about baptized. Nobody in his family had ever been baptized. He came back and told his teacher, "I'm ready to be baptized. My family's going to come." And they're like, "Well, we do baptisms at this certain time." And he goes, "That's okay. I want to be baptized here at this church. And my family's going to come." And when that family came, they now come every Sunday together as a family. So it took that one little kid and that teacher answering the call to do that. So please open your books, your checkbooks, and give. I already talked about the fact that we take about $56,000 every year for our budget. and we've calculated it down to that's about a $2,500 gift from every church in this community. If we can do $2,500 from every church to continually support us, it is a missions. It's missions right here in our local community. We are changing lives in Morrow County, and I hope that you get on board and help us with that. This church has actually been very generous, but we need it to be an ongoing support system of this program because we believe in it, and I know many of you do too. I have yard signs in the back. It has our QR code on it. The people can enroll at that QR code, their children. They can give. They can find out more. They can sign up to start another program. Actually, the steering committee in Morrow County is now starting a LifeWise program in Akron. One of our board members is from Akron, so they're on the steering committee now in Akron too. So it's spreading, and we're just, God is just paving the way. And so we hope that you can really get behind this program. We have t-shirts. Not today, I didn't bring any, but they're $5. These are really good marketing tools. And if you have your t-shirt on, people want to stop you and ask about LifeWise. You can tell them a little bit about it. And they're super comfortable too. Like my whole family actually really likes them, and that's pretty odd sometimes. So I don't know if it's appropriate to take questions, Matt, but I would love to answer any questions you have, and nothing is off limits. You know, ask away. Ask. Oh, we recently changed it from unchurched students can participate to all students can participate. So whether they go to church or don't go to church, we want them to get attached to a LifeWise community or LifeWise chapter. Homeschool students. We actually have two homeschool students that attend at Northmore. Several over other in Highland. So homeschool students are welcome to attend. You guys are always welcome over at Pleasant Grove. If you just want to see it and check out what's going on and come and get a taste of it, you're welcome. Just let me know, because of the fact that we have students, we need to take a little extra precaution. So we do lock the door when class is in session, and we only allow invited guests in once they give us notification. But I would invite all of you to come. So no questions. Great question. So the answer to that is yes. However, when we were talking with it about meals with Mr. Redmond, who's the superintendent at school, we were trying to figure this out. Myself, Mr. Hirschberger, who's the elementary student principal, and Chad Redmond were all sitting there, and we're like, how are we going to do this? You know, if kids want to pack their lunch, that's one thing, and we allow kids to pack their lunch. But I mentioned at the top of this that many kids don't get to eat unless they're at school. So I said, well, could we do like a sack lunch? You know, can we have something prepared for them? And then they would come and get it from the cafeteria and eat it. And he's like, yes, without missing a beat. So the school actually packs the lunch that they need for that day. It is taken off their own account. So just like if they would go through the line at school, we go over and pick the lunches up for the kids that we know that need lunches. The school packs them. We take them over back to LifeWise, and the kids get to eat. We're working on it next year, though. That's why we're meeting Tuesday, too. So, again, pray for this specifically, that we might be able to offer hot lunches to the kids as they come over, because there's something about those Bosco stick days. I know you don't like them, but they love them, and they're upset sometimes. They're like, we miss Bosco sticks. Anyways, so we're working on that. So, yeah. And usually the lunch is like a cheese stick, carrots, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, juice box, cookie, chip, something. What other questions? Usually I get a... Yeah, we get it, well, for about 55 minutes total. So we will pick them up. They either go to lunch or go to the bus, or come in, just before they're released for recess. Instead of going to recess, they'll go to the bus. So there's zero disruption. That's a big one usually I get. Well, aren't you disrupting school? Not anymore, because when they go to lunch or go to the big red bus, kids can't tell. When they get on the bus, the teacher of the day immediately starts talking to kids. You know, how was your week? They'll go over the verse from last week just to do like a recap. And then we'll sing a song, and then we're to the church in that 2.5 minute ride. When we're at church, they do the lesson, they do a video, they're eating their lunch, they get up and do a game, they'll do the Bible verse. So that's about 40 minutes. So we get them for about 40 minutes there. And then on the bus ride back, we actually have people playing music, doing drums, guitar, singing songs again. We take prayer requests. So usually the prayer requests revolve around my cat died or my dog's sick or my whale threw up. That was weird. I was like, your whale threw up? But it was the name of her guinea pig. They named their guinea pig whale. But some of them are really touching. You know, my grandfather's sick or my cousin passed away or something like that. And some of these people that they're asking prayer requests for, we actually know because it is a small community. So we do get to know the kids. So that in all is about 55 minutes we get them for. And we used to do it at the end of the school day. I know Shannon's here. She can speak on this or at least attest to it. It was nuts. We literally got them from 2:55 to 3:20 with a bus ride, a program, and then back to school. So dismissal was crazy. Returning them was crazy. And when I came on, I was just like, look, we got to change this. Something has to happen because I think our teachers are going to break and the kids are going to break. So it is a very robust program. And it's only one day a week. I didn't mention this either. So kindergarten comes on Tuesday. Second grade is there on Wednesday. And then Thursday is a combined fourth and sixth. High school is Tuesday and Thursday. They do get 2 days if they want. They can choose one. And then middle school is one day a week on Wednesday. So one day a week. But they're excited. They wear their little red shirts. They get prizes if they wear their shirts. They get prizes if they invite a friend. Again, they can invite the friend. But then if the friend wants to come, we have to tell them, have your parents sign you up. And then we take care of all that. But yeah. Yes. And the school district has already said that they would be willing to help with some type of school crossing. So that's what I mean when the school has said they'd be willing, because the big picture, you know, our big vision is for this building to not just be a LifeWise building. It will be someplace potentially where people could get coffee, where people could maybe have some ice cream, a meeting gathering place for kids, and then it would hold LifeWise programs during the day. And it's not going to be, something like this. It's not going to be, you know, other than what we need. Four walls, a bathroom, heat. So that's what we're praying for. It's in the very early stages and everything has to come together. But shockingly, people have said, yes, we can do this. No. So it wouldn't be... I'm so sorry. It wouldn't be the schools. It would be LifeWise. No, I mean, a school can't provide a facility. Correct. Correct. It has to be off school property. And actually, the other three corners outside of where Northmore is and the farmland that backs up to Northmore, and then there's a little house to the north side of Northmore's property, that's all somebody else's property. And so we have... two farmers and a private landowner and a homeowner. Any other questions? The idea is yes. So the schools that have been established for at least 3 years have already started construction on their buildings. Some of them start with buildings right away because there's buildings that are unoccupied that they can purchase that are really close to the school within walking distance. But yes, the idea is for LifeWise to have its own facility so that we can kind of eliminate some of those other issues, the transportation, the bus driver issue, the bus issues that we have, the transporting the kids, you know, so far away. We want them as close as possible. And really, that hub area of the school and having a LifeWise right there, you know, really does kind of ease the kids' minds when they can see their school and then also have it at LifeWise. Because we do have some kids who are like, where are we going and what are we doing? Which can be scary, especially to a kindergartner. Anything else? Okay. Well, thank you all so much. I really appreciate it. Matt, thank you for saying yes. Julie, thanks for helping with the audio visual. That worked out well. I'm actually, if you guys are okay with it, I did check with Julie, going to leave the red bus here today and tomorrow, if you're all right with that, the more visibility we can get. And then I'll start bringing the big red bus over probably once every 2 months to just kind of get it out and around the community. So don't be surprised if it's here. If you want to get on it after you leave today, you're welcome to do that. Just open the doors and get on. We have the key, so you can't drive it. Unless you know how to hotwire, which some of you might, I don't know. But you're welcome. It's your bus. You support this program. It's your bus. These are our kids. These are your grandkids that go to that school. So please come over anytime you want to and invest in our program. Thank you all. Nice to meet you.